At the beginning of the 20th century, Coney Island was the uncontested epicenter of America's emerging mass culture. It was the quintessential American resort, the birthplace of the amusement park, the hot dog, and the roller coaster. By 1933, Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party had taken control of Germany, and this began a period of racial hygiene laws, persecution, and death camps. In 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Public Broadcast Act, citing a need for more educational content on television and radio. The law established the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which in turn created National Public Radio, or NPR. For those who chose to serve, who put themselves in harm's way to keep us safe, returning to civilian life can be a struggle. Isolation, alcoholism, drug abuse, and other emotional issues are not uncommon among veterans. The Great Salt Lake is known as America's Dead Sea. It retains water but allows no outflow to other external bodies. The only way water ever leaves is through evaporation, creating an arid and salty body of water. Immigrants often face prejudice and intolerance due to their different religious or cultural identities. When foreigners relocate to Brazil, founder and CEO Jonathan Berezovsky and his organization, Migraflix, help to economically empower and integrate such individuals into local society through workshops and events with live music, art, and food. The Library of Congress is the world's largest repository of information and learning. In these rooms and galleries, you will find collections of workbooks, documents, and artifacts that tell chapter by chapter the complete story of mankind. The church today has more people, knowledge, opportunity, and resources than ever. Jesus gave every Christian the responsibility to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. But how can everyone obey if some have no access to Scripture in the language that they understand best?